Now to a couple of other news stories that we're following for you today. With a little help from our friends at the BBC, this first item is on the murder of yet another journalist in Mexico, the sixth one killed this year. His name was Hector Gonzalez. He worked as a print and broadcast journalist in the northern state of Tamaulipas. He'd been reported missing for a couple of days before his body was found. My colleague Shaima Khalil asked the BBC's Ana Gabriela Rojas in Mexico City for the latest.
We know it was a very violent crime. Hector was beaten to death and his body was found in a street in Ciudad Victoria, the capital of Tamaulipas. The police has said that all the lines of investigation are still open and his work is one of them. We know that he worked for a national newspaper called Excelsior. And normally he covered general information and politics. Normally here the investigation of murders of journalists take weeks, even months. You know, I've been talking to free speech advocacy groups like Committee to Protect Journalists, and they point out that the impunity of those crimes is very high, it's over 99%. That means to kill a journalist here in Mexico is most likely to go without any consequences.
So there isn't really any optimism to find out who killed him or why he was targeted that way, because as you say, other murders have gone unpunished.
Exactly. I mean, we'll have to wait weeks or even months. I mean, we can remember the case of Javier Valdez, which was a very iconic journalist here in Mexico because he was internationally awarded. He was covered narco in the north of the country. He was killed in May last year. And only last month, one of his murders was arrested.
You speak about narco or the narcotics trade, and of course, this has been the cause behind so much violence in Mexico. Last year, there was a record of homicides. Tell me a little bit more about the state where Hector worked, Tamaulipas. Is it especially violent? Is there that dynamic of the narcotics trade dominating that area?
Yes, it's in the north of the country, so it's a very important point of the narco to pass drugs into the United States. And it's actually considered a silent zone. That means most of the journalists have been silenced or fled the area because of the threats of the narco.
That was reporter Ana Gabriela Rojas in Mexico City, speaking with my colleague Shaima Khalil.